welcome to another episode of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, this is the latest film in the legendary MonsterVerse series, and is the sequel to 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, which you can hear my review of that film in the archives. And this film takes place roughly, I guess, a few years later, where we see Kong hanging out in Hollow Earth. We see Godzilla hanging out on the surface, and they're doing their own thing. And lo and behold, a new enemy, the Scar King, threatens Kong on Hollow Earth. And, of course, Godzilla has to get involved because anybody that, you know, wants to mess with anything, Godzilla has to get involved. And so that's the premise of the film, is instead of a fight between Godzilla versus Kong, now we have a team up with Godzilla and Kong. If you know this podcast, you know I'm a huge Godzilla fan. I'm a huge kaiju fan. And so this was, you know, obviously one of my most anticipated films of the year. It's funny coming just a few months after Godzilla Minus One. It's hard not to compare those two films, but they're completely different films. Whereas Godzilla Minus One, which you can hear my review in the archives, is very much a more serious based film, you know, very much compared to the 1954 original film. This film is very much in line with a lot of the other MonsterVerse films, where it's heavy on the kaiju, light on the human story, and that's really no exception to this one. I will say I was pleasantly surprised by the human story in this one, considering that the majority of the human characters that have been in a lot of the other MonsterVerse films weren't back, except for a couple. You had Dr. Andrews, Rebecca Hall's character. You had Gia, the young girl who is the conduit to Kong. And you have Bernie, who's played by Brian Tyree Henry, which, in Godzilla vs. Kong, I was not a fan of that character. That character just was not good. But I feel like in this film, it works a lot better. I think it's a better written character in this film. And I think his, you know, a fish out of water kind of thing works better in this film. Because he does end up going to Hollow Earth. And so I feel like that character worked a lot better. And I really liked one of the human characters, Tracker, who's played by Dan Stevens, who, huge fan of his, love his work. And he was a great element to this film. And he kind of comes in having a relationship with Dr. Andrews, and you have that backstory there. But he kind of helps, I think, help make Bernie a better character, too, just because they're dynamic. And so, considering that the human element story is, you know, definitely not the selling point for this film, I was at least pleasantly surprised that it was at least decent. But really, the main event of this film is the kaiju. And there are a lot of kaiju fights. Obviously, the main event is Godzilla and Kong teaming up against the Scar King and another Titan. To me, the fight very much felt like a mix between a kaiju and pro wrestling, because it was very much like a tag team match, and there was, it felt like at times they were almost pro wrestling moves. And in some ways, I think this film reminds me of the 70s Showa era Godzilla, because those could be kind of goofy and kind of very light on the human story, but the kaiju fights would be pretty good and pretty cool. And I feel like that's what this film was that it was very much light on the human story. The human story does help the plot move along, but it's more like plot moving exposition than I would say Godzilla Minus One, where there was really a human element to it. Here it's you come for the fights, and the fights didn't disappoint. I thought they worked out really well. Obviously, Adam Wingard, who directed Godzilla vs. Kong, directed this one as well. So he very much appreciates the kaiju fights, and it shows. I would say that they're on par with Godzilla vs. Kong. I almost would put at least the main fight at the end maybe a little bit better than Godzilla vs. Kong. I think because of the team-up action of it. So that aspect I enjoyed. I saw this film in Dolby Cinema because for some reason it wasn't showing in IMAX. Otherwise, I probably would have watched it in IMAX. But Dolby Cinema was still, it's still a top-notch premium experience. And you could really feel the action. You could see it just beautifully with how it was shot and everything, and the visual effects are pretty good for these type of films, and so I was really impressed by that. I liked the music. There were a couple of needle drops that were very well done, very very impressed by, and yeah, I mean, it's a fun film. It's a film that if you're a kaiju fan like myself, you'll very much enjoy it. I mean, if you enjoyed the MonsterVerse films, you'll enjoy this film. If you're a Godzilla fan who, you know, grew up on the Showa era, you'll love this film. If you're thinking this is Godzilla Minus One, it's not. It is completely different than Godzilla Minus One. So don't go in expecting Godzilla Minus One if you're going in to see this film. If you're going to see, if you're going in and expecting to see Godzilla vs. Kong Part 2, I mean, that's pretty much what this is. It's just a very much a continuation of the previous film story. There's one thing that's a plot point in the film. I won't spoil it. It, to me, feels like a little bit of a retcon from 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters. It feels like a little bit of a retcon, and it may be something that the director, Adam Wingard, explains in an interview after the fact that it's not a retcon, but it feels like there's one little thing that feels like a retcon to me. But like I said, it could be not a retcon. It could just be a clarification, or it could just be a little bit of a retcon, but I won't spoil it. But when you see this film, you'll know what I'm talking about as far as what that little change is to the story. But overall, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it is completely different than Godzilla Minus One, and I knew that going into seeing this film, so I completely understand it. I went into it just for the kaiju fights, and I was not disappointed. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know where I would rank this film as far as in the MonsterVerse rankings. I'll have to really, take some time to sit down and think about it. But it's a fun film. And like I said, if you're a Godzilla fan like myself, especially, old school, I think you'll appreciate and enjoy this film for the kaiju fights. Like I said, don't compare this to Godzilla Minus One, because it is not Godzilla Minus One. Those are two separate things. You can enjoy both of these films for completely separate things. And so, but if you get an opportunity, go see Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, especially on the biggest screen possible, because it is worth it. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @ScreenNerdsPod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. And just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts. whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around and let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast. Would really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.